When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Aces Weekend and dissecting Uriah Heep. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just on race with me. Yeah. Jesus is just on race. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just on race with me. Jesus is just on race.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We've been discussing what Ace does on the weekends.
Oh, my God. Still? Oh,
no. And
okay, good. Yeah, we haven't talked
about this. He watched a vintage Uriah Heep video. For those of you not familiar with Uriah Heep, the name comes from Charles Dickens.
Wow. You love telling people that. You love that.
It's it is very Dickensian. Well,
by definition.
Sure. Yes.
No, it's just were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of that. But I just, whenever a band, a cool rock and roll band, you have to make it boring with a literature reference. Why do you have to do that? You love telling people
no. You know Steely Dan.
Yes, exactly. It was actually a T.S. Eliot poem. People don't know that.
No, Steely Dan, of course.
Naked Burroughs reference.
Naked Lunch, William Burroughs.
You're all boring losers.
Name of dildo.
You're all boring.
Okay.
That's what Willie said.
So you're saying we just want to rock out.
Yes.
Okay, rock out. Okay.
Please stop.
What?
Please.
Don't you want to hear
play anything else?
Did you
play
like that when it came out? Did you like it when it came out?
No. Play Hello There.
You know, it'd be interesting if we could have Jack Johnson.
The writer?
Easy Living.
Jack Johnson?
Oh, sure. He's like
another
cool.
The lyrics, it's about
easy. Yes. We could get him to do it. Just offer him a shark tooth necklace or whatever.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Such a weird joke.
How about this one?
He was the wizard of a thousand.
Yeah. Yeah, wizards. Wizard. What was the
name
of that
song? Sounds like a song Jack Black is making up. Just
the name of that song was The Wizard.
Yeah, boy, that, you just nailed it. That does sound like something Jack Black had made up. So was your Uriah Heep video good?
Yeah, I love the singer.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
And the only reason I brought up the chick was yesterday he said VHS degrades, and I want to remind
you. No, it doesn't degrade. It melts together.
I watched the video from 1986, and
good
it looked
job.
Great.
Amazing.
I had just read an
article that the VHS is the next thing making a big comeback, the so-called the cassette.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's keep things in perspective.
Yeah,
a big comeback could mean they sold 1,000.
Yeah.
Come on, they'll be collectible.
Yeah, 0 to 1,000 would be a big comeback.
Yeah. And like I'm telling you, in the woke world, a lot of stuff that you have is going to be unfindable pretty soon. So you may want to get an old CD before it's woked out of existence.
Unfindable.
Movies, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Ace. And you have how many recorded tapes do you have of VHS?
Hundreds.
Okay.
So I said, I was trying to clean the house, move some stuff, and I've got boxes and boxes of VHS tapes. I
bet there's some cool stuff
going through.
You know what would be fun? List all the titles. Go ahead.
I do have a catalog of...
I would love
you do?
First few hundred, but then I...
I'd love to get a look at that.
You wouldn't really be kind of interested?
No!
A little bit.
It would be not in the slightest!
One of the cool things would be watching old TV shows with the commercials.
Right.
And see how they've changed.
Chick, you would love Manimal.
I remember Manimal.
I remember Manimal, but I don't think I would have loved it.
I don't think
What
I
a great remember. Musical. I remember Manimal.
What was Manimal?
Oh, that was Mama. Sorry.
What's Manimal?
Huh? Half man, half animal.
Yeah, he was a man.
Scientist who could turn himself into animals.
Wouldn't he run behind like a bush and then a cheetah would run out?
It was a documentary.
This was a feature film.
No, it was a TV show.
For those of you who have wanted to listen to the Ace Cosby Show, this is what the topics would be.
And I'm intrigued. So this guy...
I'm intrigued.
Would this guy fight crime then?
I believe so.
So he'd get pulled over by a cheetah?
Let's say the bad guys were getting away on a boat. Okay. He would jump into the ocean, and then you would just see a dolphin go after him.
So could he become like a parrot or a worm? I mean, was it, what was the...
Those are not mammals.
I think
it had to be a mammal. Sorry.
It would be something cinematic. You can't you can't film a chase scene with a worm.
No, but I mean, if you wanted to monitor, well, I can just sit here, I'll be a worm. They're not going to be listening in. What a dumb show. God.
Well, Ace has got all of them.
Oh, guest starring Angie Dickinson. Looks like I'm a pubic lice today.
Well, she was on everything back in the day, wasn't she?
Everything was on her.
And in her.
She got around. Oh.
How many seasons did Manimal last?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
Huh, that's surprising. Shocking. That would be surprising.
Overlooked by
Who was the star?
Oh, man. Some blonde guy. I'll look it up.
Jan Michael? No.
Okay. Well, good to know. Once again, it's time for the Ace Cosby VHS review.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a daily feature.
I think it should be a weekly segment where he brings in one VHS tape and he tells us what's on it.
That's pretty funny.
That'd be cool.
I tell you what, let's make that in place of the joke of the day. VHS of the day.
Enhancement. That's an extra.
Well, bonus.
Whatever you're saying there. Yes.
You just make me want to do this.
He was the wizard of a thousand.
Kind of like a...
Of a thousand what? I need to know.
Cutting it off.
I want to know the answer.
It has kind of a Styx feel, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can say, let it get to the hook.
Okay. I missed it.
Let it get
to the hook.
Here we go.
He was the wizard of a thousand kings.
Kings.
Those dreams.
Kings.
That guy, you talk about a long life. I'm on King 900.
Kill me already.
Getting a little tired. There's wizard stuff. Somebody write Harry Potter. I'll be a ghost so I can rest. What happened? Is that the hook, Ace?
No.
No, okay. No.
And a chance to meet him one night wandering.
Oh, so this guy's walking around London.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's the Wizard of a Thousand Kings.
Let's see. Where's Jack the Ripper coming out of that pub?
So far, it's the story of a man bumping into a homeless person.
Okay. So far. Here we go.
He told me tales, and he drank my wine.
Wait a minute. Was he the wizard telling tales?
No.
The wizard was telling tales to him.
This guy ran into the wizard, and then apparently he offered him his wine.
Okay. So he bumps into a homeless guy. Tells the homeless guy, I'm a wizard.
You can always tell wizards because they've got the big pointy hat.
Right.
Sure, yeah.
Right. And then the robe.
The staff.
And the robe.
Sure.
And usually a very long beard.
Usually.
Well, that's true.
Standard wizard. I mean, think of the beard you could grow if you had to sit through a thousand kings.
Oh, you'd be stepping on it.
Yeah.
It'd be caught up in your toilet paper, the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd sweep the floor.
Couldn't you use your magic wand, though, to take it off?
You don't want to. You're on people.
Eltrimius Handsomus.
Can we listen to Van Halen or something? This is literature rock and roll.
Oh, no.
This is boring,
oh, no.
too.
It's like The Hobbit on record.
Yeah, there's more.
They heard Led Zeppelin talk about Lord of the Rings. Yeah. And they're like, how can we make this worse?
Right.
Yeah, we can't. We have nothing to write about. Let's do this whole fantasy crap. Okay, here we go.
Me and my magic man kind of feel fine.
Because
they just drank some wine.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
He has his magic man.
And I don't mean to correct you, Pat, but they just drank some wine.
Got to get the reverb.
Yeah,
That was the engineer's idea. I got an idea.
If I press this button. I bet they kiss. Are they going to kiss?
We made love behind the CVS. I've never known a touch like his.
Now that's a song.
No. All over my face, he's.
I know what rhymes with his.
He was a whiz.
Oh.
This is where it kicks in, Ace.
A cloak of gold
and something.
That's not the hook.
It's not the hook.
This isn't the hook yet.
I tell you what, though, it got a little better for like 6 seconds.
He had a cloak of gold and what, Pat? Did you hear?
Something about his eyes, I think.
Oh.
If you own this CD, you also own a 20-sided dice.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. He has a cloak of gold. Do we know what?
Eyes of something.
I could look up the lyrics, but it wouldn't be near as fun.
No. But I want to know why. I can't go back without having to start this piece of crap. Oh, and as he spoke, I felt a deep desire.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. They're going to kiss. Oh, I knew
it. They are. It's building.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Uh-oh. What is the name of the song?
A swelling lizard. In my pants began, and I
to grow.
I took it in the dumpster.
He showed me his wand.
He's a wizard. It's not exactly sodomy. Oh, dear God. I think I hit the wrong button. I'm not starting over.
A cloak of gold and eyes of fire as he spoke, I felt a deep desire to free the world of its fear and pain and help people to feel free again.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's nothing like what you were talking about.
Well, we heard
Josh.
Desire.
Well, I heard the studio cut.
Okay.
You know, when they do it live.
Right.
Does
this guy do like a Peter Gabriel and put on a stupid wizard hat?
Pretty basic. Why don't we listen to
you ever
the voices?
Suffer through any of that crap?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, he's just dressed as like a weird.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, why don't you leave? Let Phil sing.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Trust us, Peter. Your solo stuff gets really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a producer in there, will you? You want to hear some more?
I think we're getting.
Did you
up.
Hear that resounding silence?
We're coming up to the hook.
I got the vacuum on that one.
You know something? I think it's important that we please Ace every now and then and do something he wants. Ace just.
Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that?
I'm not part of.
You know,
the
he
team.
Hasn't existed in this room for 32 years, and now we have to make him happy. What's going on?
Well, because he brought.
Yeah, I need to know.
What did he do to you?
Need a safe house. What did Ace do to you?
Ace, have you heard of this song, "Lady in Black"?
I know it exists. I don't.
Okay, we'll see if you recognize this tune.
I know it.
Sunday morning.
This guy sits around a lot waiting for people to come by.
Show up with his life.
He's a hippie. He's a dirty hippie. He has no job.
Got the wizard. Is this the same singer?
No. Tom, you're playing stuff from the 70s. I want to hear the 80s singer, Peter Golby.
Is that who this guy is?
The hit singer song was That's the Way That It Is.
That's the Way That It Is.
Ace turned and gave Dean the business. Staring at him, point, wagging his finger.
This guy's had a hit? Okay. Does this get any better?
I wouldn't see anything. I would have shut my eyes if Dean came in here and shot him right in the chest. I would not say a word to anyone. Just I'm totally it. Serious. Oh, really? Is that the song you want to hear?
Now, let's see
what
if
do
this,
you listen to now?
Let's see if this is more of the mystical sewage that the other one was. Her long hair flowing in
that
the
is an awful song.
Midwinter wind,
which means nothing.
Yeah, well, the midwinter wind differs from the
summer wind.
Summer wind, because Sinatra. You can't start the summer wind because Sinatra owns summer wind.
Right. Midwinter wind.
The winter wind is a trap. I'm sorry. Do you recognize this audio turd?
I do not.
Okay, well, let's continue.
This isn't the '80s singer.
Thank you.
Aren't you listening?
It's taking Dean forever to get there.
We just missed something. Hang on a second. Found me, for in darkness I was walking. Oh, he was walking in dark again. He's doing his night walking.
Is anyone enjoying this?
Looking for the wizards.
No. Yes,
I'm enjoying the dissection.
Sure. Having a little chuckle. Destruction lay around me
from a fight I could not win. I know the producer said, cut, cut. Can we play this more basically? Slam, bang, slam, bang, slam, bang.
Effect, effect.
Can we have more stupid references that sounds like we believe in horoscopes?
You know what the bummer is we're breaking some, like there's somebody listening and we're just breaking.
What we're doing is there's going to be a live Uriah Heep concert right out here in our future. There's going to be a big makeup party. And
I'm saying I'm giving.
I'll be dead, but that'll be fine.
I would say I have not Wikipedia'd this. I'm guessing this band's had at least 12 members and at least 4 are dead.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just one constant member, Mick Box. He was the founder.
Mick Box?
The guitar player, yeah.
I knew a girl who worked at McDonald's. You put your Big Mac in.
That was her nickname, was it?
Hey, give me that. Hey, baby, give me that Happy Meal. Let me see that Happy Meal.
No Filet-O-Fish.
I say I like this new feature. Let's ruin an artist for somebody.
Tomorrow it's Led Zeppelin.
Okay, I got a nice note here from Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Frank, working at Pittsburgh Air Systems. I'm so sorry that we trashed your favorite band.
See?
And same for you. That's an interesting idea. Have your phone number, your...
He wants to chat with us about it.
Sorry. Ace, how many functional VHS player recorders do you have at your home?
Four.
Okay.
Three hooked up.
Most people used to have one. No, there are very few out there. Are there stores that specialize in old VHS tapes? If you want
to, you know what? I wanted to buy another VHS to DVD recorder, and it went online, and they're like $800.
I was just going to say they are.
They are very
really expensive.
It's way cheaper to use one of those businesses.
Have you thought about fiddling around trying to?
It is, you know, like
repair them yourself and stuff. Do you think you take them apart and things like that, or
what?
No,
The point.
I don't know to work at them. So I was trying.
He could take the fourth one and use it as parts for the other ones.
Right. Oh, that's what you're saying. No, I just wanted to buy an additional one, an updated one.
So you want to take your old VHS tapes and
convert them to DVD.
Onto DVD.
Yeah. Okay. Pay one of those.
Oh, yeah, companies to do that.
Yeah, it's much cheaper.
Okay, and these are primarily television shows you've recorded that you want to catch up on.
Television, music, content.
In case you missed any episodes.
Christy's come over, we watch some recorded stuff.
We would. How many tapes do you think you have?
Maybe 500-600.
How are they organized?
Well, they're not anymore. That's what I was trying to do this weekend.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Maybe you should have your fiance work on that.
Hey.
You know, what are you trying to do?
Play some Uriah Heep, will you?
Hey, quick. Hey, Jill, can you find Manimal?
It's right here. It's right here under S. Okay. S. Why, some people liked it. That's why I put it under S.
Some people liked it.
We've been examining the various Uriah Heep tunes, because you were watching Uriah Heep, a sort of a classic rock band. Big in the 70s, but you say you prefer
in the 70s they had their hits, which we've been featuring. In 1985 I played this song called The Way That It Is.
I actually had did we play this on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't play it this morning. No,
but I mean back
oh
in
yeah
the day.
Back in the day.
Let's see if I remember it. Here we go. God, it could be Toto.
Yeah,
really, totally different band.
Survivor.
They turned into an '80s band.
Bon Jovi. Yes.
And I love that singer.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So they kind of went the way the Doobie Brothers. They used to have a sound, and then it switched and morphed. And...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was this? Did this get a lot of airplay?
There's no way.
That particular album did very well.
Okay. All right. Are these guys still touring with the original guitarist? Is that what's going on?
He's still out there, yeah.
Okay, good.
Well,
good.
Is Uriah still with us?
Mick Box.
Oh, yeah, Mick Box.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.